Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I am not going to present the efficacy of screening on the incidence and mortality from cancers in India, but I would like to take the opportunity to present you with estimates of life expectancy according to socioeconomic status, thanks to the huge amount of data collected during our large prospective studies in rural India. The information I'm presenting is based on the responses to a lifestyle questionnaire. During follow-up for vital status, that is whether the person is dead or alive, mortality is assessed and life expectancy may be estimated. What is life expectancy? Improvement not only on disease control and economic development, but also on knowledge and universal schooling, has led to a better quality of life of populations. One marker of quality of life is life expectancy. It is defined as the average number of years an individual at a given age is expected to live if current mortality rates continue to apply. During the 20th century, a dramatic increase in life expectancy at birth was observed, both in developed and developing countries. In 50 years, life expectancy increased by 10 years in high-resource countries and 25 years in low-resource countries. India also experienced a steady increase. This slide shows the time trends of lifespan at birth from the end of the 19th century to the beginning of the 21st century. Although the increase is slow until 1941, since the 1950s and the independence of India, longevity has improved rapidly. The latest estimation reports a life expectancy at birth of 60 for men and 62 for women. There are large discrepancies between countries in terms of longevity, the longest life expectancy being observed in high-income countries and the lowest in sub-Saharan countries where high infant mortality rates, wars, and infectious diseases, especially AIDS epidemics, are decimating populations at a young age. As you can see on this slide, it is definitely much better to be born in Japan than in Sierra Leone. India is between these two extremes. The distinct patterns in various regions can be explained by the epidemiologic transition. The first stage is the stage of famine and pestilence, where the main causes of death are malnutrition and infectious disease. Life expectancy is around 35, and this stage is currently observed in sub-Saharan countries, as well as in parts of all regions of the world, except in high-income countries. The second stage is the receding pandemic stage. Thanks to improved nutrition and public health measures, infections and famine are less prevalent, but chronic diseases increase. Life expectancy is around 50. This stage is observed in South Asia, Southern East Asia and the Pacific, parts of Latin America and the Caribbean. The third stage is the stage of degenerative and man-made diseases due to inappropriate lifestyle, such as increased fat and calories intake, lack of physical exercise, tobacco smoking, etc. Life expectancy in this group is around 60. This stage is observed in Europe, Central Asia, Northeast Asia, Pacific Latin America, the Caribbean, the Middle East, North Africa, and urban areas of low-income countries. And the fourth and last stage, more optimistically, is the delayed degenerative diseases stage. Thanks to prevention and treatment, such as treatment for cholesterolemia, hypertension, diabetes, onset of diseases is delayed and even death is avoided. In this stage, the main causes of death are cardiovascular disease, cancer, and all chronic diseases. Life expectancy here reaches more than 70 years old. This stage is observed in high-income countries and in some parts of Latin America and the Caribbean. India is at different stages. Urban areas in degenerative and man-made stage, rural areas in receding pandemic stage, and also some parts at the pestilence and famine stage. Our study was carried out in Kerala state in the northern part of India. Kerala state is an exception among the Indian subcontinent. Although the poor per capita income, they show health indicators and life expectancy at birth close to those of high income countries, with 70 years for men and 77 years for women. It ranks much higher than anywhere else in India, nearer to the United States, with a life expectancy of 77 years. Thanks to a century of social activities and reforms, as well as egalitarian and progressive socio-economic and healthcare policies of a successive government, Kerala state shows a very good demographic indicators. As compared to India in general, the literacy rate is high. Nearly everyone has received an education. And this is particularly true when we look at the literacy rate in women, thanks to the promotion of greater gender equality. Average age at marriage for the woman in Kerala is higher than in the rest of the country, due to the better level of education in girls. Also, the fertility rate, that is the number of children per woman at childbearing age, is similar to the rates in France, thanks to education, contraception, and desire for small families. Infant mortality is low, thanks to easy access to health facilities, antenatal care, institutional delivery, women mostly give birth at the hospital, and to a balanced diet. In summary, in Kerala state, we find high levels of education and health care, low mortality, and long life expectancy. Social determinants in health are well known and are mainly based on studies from high-resource countries. The main indicators of social status used are occupation and level of education. For instance, when we look at the life expectancy in different occupational classes in England and Wales, in men and women, we find a gradient, a longer life expectancy among the higher occupational classes. The professionals live 7 years longer than the unskilled manuals. This pattern is observed both in men and women. The women live longer than men. Death rates are also related to income level and race. In a US study, the higher the income, the lower the death rates from heart disease. Whites have a lower rate than blacks, and women have lower rates than men. Social determinants on health have also been reported in low resources countries. In Bangladesh, mortality rate decreased with increased education level. So the study questions are, in Kerala state, famous for the egalitarian society, does everyone have the same chance to live longer? Does everyone have the same life expectancy? What are the demographic and economical factors associated with longevity in adults from a rural area? To answer to these questions, estimates are based on an ongoing population-based cohort study in Trivandrum district. This slide shows the flow chart of the Trivandrum Oral Cancer Screening Project. It is a cluster randomized oral cancer screening trial implemented to evaluate the efficacy of oral visual inspection on the incidence and mortality from oral cancer. The project was implemented in three rounds. Each round started by a household survey, that is, visiting the villages and enumerating the residents. The eligible subjects were apparently healthy persons aged 35 and over, and those who migrated to the study area after the first round. This enumeration survey is an important part of a study, since there is no administrative information in rural areas. Our health workers put a tremendous effort into enumerating the households. After enumeration, each study participant received routine awareness messages on the detrimental effect of tobacco and alcohol use, and half of them were screened for oral cancer by visual inspection. They each answered a lifestyle questionnaire. The study started in 1996 with a new round of interview and screening every 3 years. Participants are being followed up for cancer incidence and mortality. About 200,000 persons were eligible. 167,000 participated, with an 87% participation rate. The slide shows picture of the enumeration process, two health workers visiting villages and enumerating households. This farmer lives in a thatch house made of leaves. These two pictures are visual inspection of oral cavity by our collaborators. The lifestyle questionnaire was administered through interviews with different types of variables. Demographic variables such as sex, age, socioeconomic variables such as education, occupation, type of house, income, standard of living based on household equipment. As seen before, usually, education and occupation are used as markers for the socioeconomic status. We use the standard of living as the best proxy. We were quite reluctant to use the monthly income because the responses might not be reliable. Surprisingly, however, there was a good correlation between income and standard of living. Behavior variables included diet and habits. Chewing of tobacco and non-tobacco products is a common habit in India and is the main risk factor of oral cancer. Other variables included religion, personal medical history, anthropometric measurements, and blood pressure measurements. This slide shows pictures of the questionnaire administration at and outside a participant's home. Death registration in low-income countries is well known for its incompleteness, and Kerala state is no exception. We try to overcome this problem by actively collecting death information from mosques, churches, social organizations, and home visits of a diseased person. Cause of death neared completeness by using verbal autopsy if medical information was not available. For estimation of life expectancy, life tables method was used, with age-specific death rates. Mortality rates varied according to demographic and socioeconomic variables. A low mortality rate was observed in women, in high-educated subjects, in businessmen, in those living in a concrete house, in small families with high incomes and privileged households. No big difference was found between the religion groups. The main causes of death were chronic diseases. The first cause of death was vascular disease in all categories. The second and third were either cancer or chronic respiratory disease. At the exception of those highly educated who died of suicide or accidents. This slide shows the remaining life expectancy in men and women for different ages. At age 35 years, women are expected to live another 43 years and men another 36 years. The mean total life expectancy was 75.5 years. Women lived 7 years longer than men. People in small families lived 1.5 years longer than those in large families. Those in a high income, those living in privileged conditions, and or in concrete houses lived longer. White-collar workers lived longer than blue-collar workers and than businessmen or women. No difference in lifespan between Hindus and Muslims was noted. And only 1 year's difference between the two extreme levels of education. This result is explained by the high unemployment rate among highly educated persons. Unemployment is a serious challenge for Kerala government. Although past several decades of egalitarian policies in terms of healthcare and social reforms, socioeconomic differentials in health were still observed among a rural population near the capital city of Trivandrum. The socially disadvantaged categories experienced a higher mortality. The better off group with high income, materially privileged dwellings, good housing conditions, and living in small families had a longer life. No socio-economic difference in longevity was observed across extreme educational levels. In summary, wealthy equal healthy is not the exclusive privilege of those in highly developed countries. Despite the overall progress in health and longevity in Kerala state, socio-economic differentials in health are observed. I would like to thank all my colleagues at IARC and all our collaborators in India. Thank you for your attention.